Word 12. Dearth. D-E-A-R-T-H. A lack. Scarcity. Insufficiency. Inadequate supply of something needed. A more difficult synonym of dearth is paucity. P-A-U-C-I-T-Y. Antonyms of dearth include abundance, surplus, excess, superfluity, plethora, and surfeit. S-U-R-F-E-I-T. Dearth is a noun formed from the adjective dear, D-E-A-R. Something dear is precious, costly, highly valued. Literally, a dearth is a lack of something dear. Dearth is now used of any serious insufficiency or inadequate supply. A dearth of supplies. A dearth of hope. A dearth of opportunities in the job market. Word 13. Ingratiating. I-N-G-R-A-T-I-A-T-I-N-G. Flattering. Attempting to win approval or curry favor. Trying to gain acceptance. Done to charm or please another. The word unctuous, which was discussed under glib, keyword 8 in this level, is a close synonym of ingratiating. Ingratiating comes from the Latin in, which means in or into, and gratia, grace. By derivation, ingratiating means getting into the good graces of another. Dictionaries and thesauruses often give charming, pleasing, and agreeable as synonyms of ingratiating. But today, the word is rarely used in a positive sense. Invariably, it has the negative suggestion of charming in an insincere way, pleasing in an attempt to win approval or curry favor, agreeable so as to get into the good graces of another. Every time Don walked by the boss's office or passed him in the hallway, he would flash a fake, ingratiating smile. That and other unctuous gestures soon made Don's co-workers loathe him. Word 14. Mercenary. M-E-R-C-E-N-A-R-Y. Greedy. Done for payment only. Motivated by a selfish desire for money or other reward. Synonyms include covetous and avaricious, which are discussed in Word 40 of Level 2. Mercenary is also close in meaning to the challenging word venal, V-E-N-A-L. Venal means corruptible, capable of being bribed or bought off, a venal social climber, a venal politician. The noun a mercenary refers to a hired soldier, one who fights not for a cause or for love of country, but for money. The adjective mercenary means done for payment only, motivated by greed. Harry's interest in the deal was strictly mercenary. Word 15. Extemporize. E-X-T-E-M-P-O-R-I-Z-E. To improvise. To speak or compose with little or no preparation or practice. Perform something in an offhand or unpremeditated way. She delivered her speech using notes, but during the question and answer session, she extemporized. To improvise is the general word, meaning to make up on the spur of the moment. You can improvise a speech, a tune on the piano, or a plan of action. Extemporize usually refers specifically to speaking in an offhand, spontaneous way. The corresponding adjective extemporaneous means spoken or composed with little or no preparation or practice. Extemporaneous remarks are impromptu, made up on the spur of the moment. Word 16. Erudite. ERUDITE. Learned, scholarly, possessing extensive knowledge acquired chiefly from books. Erudite comes from the Latin erudire, to instruct, educate, polish, free from roughness or rudeness. The corresponding noun is erudition, extensive knowledge acquired from reading books. He displayed his erudition with wit and grace. People and things can both be erudite. For example, erudite professors often write erudite studies of obscure subjects. Listening to Verbal Advantage will help you build an erudite vocabulary, which in turn will help you become a more erudite person, someone who possesses a wide store of knowledge. I should point out that my pronunciation of erudite and erudition is slightly different from most educated speakers. Today, most people pronounce these words with a long U, erudite, erudition. The interesting thing is that speakers who say erudite and erudition rarely take pains to preserve the long U sound in duty, assume, student, opportunity, or prelude. Yet they have trained themselves to say erudite and erudition, presumably because the cultivated sound of the long U complements the meaning of these words. The pronunciations erudite and erudition are not incorrect. In fact, they have been acceptable for several decades, and all current dictionaries list them. However, to my hypercritical ear, they smack of pseudo-sophistication, or sham erudition. And so I choose to employ the older, though less popular, pronunciations, erudite and erudition. Word 17. Austere. A-U-S-T-E-R-E. Severe. Somber. Stern. Serious. Grim. Grave. Dour. D-O-U-R. Austere may mean severe or stern in appearance, manner, or practice. An austere person is forbidding, somber, grave. An austere lifestyle is characterized by strict self-discipline or severe self-denial. Austere surroundings have a dearth of creature comforts or decoration. They are grim and barren. Word 18. Laconic. L-A-C-O-N-I-C. Using few words, briefly and often bluntly expressed. Laconic comes from the Greek lakonikos, a Spartan, a resident of the ancient city-state of Sparta, which was renowned for its austere and warlike people. By derivation, laconic refers to the Spartans' reputation for rigorous self-discipline and reticence. Synonyms of laconic include succinct, concise, terse, and pithy. We discussed some of these words earlier in this level, but it's worth going over them again so you can clearly distinguish their meanings. Succinct means expressed in the briefest, most compressed way possible, a succinct update on the issue. Concise implies expression that is free from all superfluous words, a concise letter of resignation. Terse adds to concise the suggestion of pointedness and polish, a terse presentation. Pithy refers to concise expression that is full of meaning and substance, that is both brief and profound. Pithy advice.
Laconic expression may be either terse or pithy, but it also implies an abruptness that can seem brusque or indifferent. Julius Caesar's three-word pronouncement, veni, vidi, vici, I came, I saw, I conquered, is one of the most famous laconic statements of all time.
There is also the anecdote about Calvin Coolidge, the 30th President of the United States, who was legendary for his taciturnity, his extreme reluctance to speak. As the story goes, someone once approached Coolidge and said, "Mr. President, I bet I can make you say more than three words." Without hesitating or even cracking a smile, Coolidge shot back, "You lose." Now that's laconic wit. Like the ancient Spartans, the laconic speakers and writers of today are determined to use no more words than are necessary to get the point across, even at the risk of giving offense. Word 19. Ameliorate. Ameliorate. To make or become better or more tolerable. Improve. Amend. Correct. Reform. Rectify. Raise the condition or state of. Ameliorate is used chiefly of improving something that needs help because it is inferior, oppressive, or intolerable. City officials may decide to ameliorate a rundown neighborhood. A charitable organization may work to ameliorate the hapless condition of the homeless or the poor. Word 20. Expunge. Expunge. To erase, delete, cancel, punch, strike, or wipe out, eradicate, obliterate. To erase means literally to rub or scratch out. You erase a blackboard or a pencil mark. To cancel means literally to cross out with lines. You cancel a check or a clause in a contract. To delete means to remove written material. On a computer, you can delete a word, a paragraph, or an entire document with a few keystrokes or clicks of the mouse. To expunge means to wipe out something completely so it appears as though it had never existed. To expunge a name from a list. To expunge all record of an event. To expunge a word from your vocabulary.
Let's review the 10 words you've just learned. Listen carefully to the following statements and decide whether each one is true or false. Listening to verbal advantage will circumscribe your vocabulary. Utterly false. Circumscribe means to enclose within narrow limits, restrict, confine. The goal of verbal advantage is to broaden your knowledge of words. If a country has a dearth of food, its people may be starving. True. Dearth means a lack, scarcity, insufficiency, an inadequate supply of something needed. The ingratiating person uses flattery to win approval. True. Ingratiating means flattering, attempting to win approval or gain acceptance, done to charm or please another. Mercenary motivations are high-minded and generous. False. Mercenary means greedy, done for payment or reward. When you speak off the cuff, you extemporize. True. To extemporize means to improvise, speak without preparation, compose on the spur of the moment. An erudite person lacks knowledge and cultivation. False. Erudite means learned, scholarly, possessing extensive knowledge acquired chiefly from books. The happy-go-lucky person has an austere outlook on life. False. Austere means severe, stern, somber, grim, serious in appearance or character. A laconic speaker is long-winded and boring. False. Laconic means using few words, briefly and often bluntly expressed. If you ameliorate something, you make it better. True. Ameliorate means to improve, make more tolerable, rectify, raise the condition or state of. When you expunge something, you remove all trace of it. True. To expunge means to eradicate, obliterate, punch, strike, or wipe out completely. That concludes the review for this section. Did you remember to keep track of your answers and calculate your score?
Are you ready to learn the next 10 keywords in Level 3? Here they are. Word 21. Circumspect. CIRCUMSPECT. Careful. Cautious. Wary. Watchful. Carefully considering all circumstances before acting or making a judgment. Synonyms of circumspect include discreet, vigilant, and prudent. Keyword 47 in Level 1. Earlier in this level, you learned the word circumscribe, to limit, confine, restrict. As in that word, the circum in circumspect means around. The second half of circumspect comes from the Latin specere, to look at carefully, observe. The Latin specere is also the source of the words spectator, one who looks on, spectacle, something unusual to look at, an impressive display, and spectacular, wonderful to behold. By derivation, circumspect means looking around carefully before making a decision or taking action, and that's the meaning of the word today. The word careful implies close attention and concern. One is careful to pronounce words properly. Cautious implies guarding against danger and risk. You should be cautious when crossing the street. Circumspect implies a worried care, a nervous, wary cautiousness. The circumspect person is concerned about unforeseen circumstances and unfavorable consequences, and so is careful to avoid making an ill-considered move. Word 22. Quiescent. Q-U-I-E-S-C-E-N-T. Still, quiet, tranquil, inactive, at rest or repose. Antonyms of quiescent include vigorous, animated, sprightly, vivacious, and ebullient. E-B-U-L-L-I-E-N-T. The words latent, dormant, and quiescent are related in meaning. Latent applies to something that has not yet been revealed, a latent ability, a latent desire. Dormant applies to something inactive or that seems asleep, a dormant volcano, a dormant power. Quiescent suggests a temporary cessation of activity, a period of rest or repose. The sea was quiescent after the storm. Word 23. Foible. F-O-I-B-L-E. A weak point. Slight fault or flaw. Minor failing. Especially a weakness in a person's character. By derivation, foible means the weak part of a sword, and it is related to the word feeble, weak, frail. A foible is not a serious defect in character, but rather a minor flaw or weakness that is usually forgivable. A penchant for rich desserts is her only foible. Word 24. Fervent. F-E-R-V-E-N-T. Passionate. Having or showing great warmth or intensity of feeling. fiery, earnest, impassioned. Synonyms of fervent include vehement, ardent, fervid, and zealous. Antonyms of fervent include lukewarm, listless, apathetic, indifferent, impassive, and phlegmatic. Phlegmatic. Fervent and fervid, fervid, both come from the Latin fervere, to boil, glow, and both are still used to mean very hot, boiling, glowing, burning. When used of feelings, fervent suggests great warmth and earnestness. Fervid is stronger and suggests intense, even violent emotion. A fervent speech or a fervent belief is fiery and passionate. But a fervid debate or a fervid protest is vehement, overheated, boiling over with passionate intensity. Word 25. Protract. P-R-O-T-R-A-C-T. To draw out, drag out, extend in time, lengthen, prolong, especially to excess. Antonyms of protract include abbreviate, condense, curtail, and truncate. T-R-U-N-C-A-T-E. Prolong and protract both refer to increasing the duration of something. Prolong suggests making it longer than usual, lengthening it beyond ordinary limits, to prolong a meeting, a prolonged illness. Protract comes from the Latin tractare, to draw, drag around. It suggests drawing or dragging something out needlessly, often to the point of irritation or boredom. A protracted trial is long and tedious. A protracted debate seems to drag on forever. And now, before you accuse me of protracting this discussion, I shall curtail it, cut it short, and move on to the next word. Word 26. Ostentatious. O-S-T-E-N-T-A-T-I-O-U-S. Showy. Extremely conspicuous. Extravagant. Flamboyant. Specifically, displayed or done in a flashy, vain manner. Antonyms of ostentatious include simple, plain, modest, and unassuming. The words pretentious, pompous, and ostentatious all refer to persons or things that are showy, extravagant, and self-important. All three words are often used of style, as in writing, speech, fashion, art, music, or architecture. Pretentious means laying claim to a level of distinction or worth that is undeserved. The pretentious person asserts his self-importance in a demanding, arrogant way. That which is pretentious draws attention to itself by strutting and bragging. Pompous means puffed up with exaggerated self-importance. The pompous person is full of solemn reverence for himself or his opinions. That which is pompous takes itself too seriously. Ostentatious emphasizes conspicuousness and vanity. The ostentatious person puts on an extravagant show to impress others. Ostentatious clothing parades itself. An ostentatious display of wealth is an exaggerated, unnecessary show of wealth. Word 27. Quandary. Q-U-A-N-D-A-R-Y. A state of uncertainty, perplexity, or doubt. The words predicament, dilemma, and quandary all apply to situations or conditions that are difficult and perplexing. A predicament is a situation that is especially unpleasant or unfortunate. Larry looked at his smashed-up car lying in the ditch, then at his mistress, who was more smashed than his car, and he wondered how he had gotten himself into this predicament. Dilemma is often used today of any difficult problem or troublesome situation, but many good writers and speakers object to that as loose usage. Dilemma comes from the Greek di, meaning to, and lemma, a proposition, and by derivation means a choice between two propositions. Strictly speaking, dilemma should be used only of situations in which one faces a choice between equally undesirable alternatives, as the soldiers who defended the Alamo faced a terrible dilemma, to surrender or die. A quandary is a state of uncertainty or confusion that renders one unable to act. To be in a quandary means to be puzzled, full of doubts, and not sure what to do. Julie was in a quandary over whether to look for a better job. The thought of buying a new house put them in a quandary. They wanted a nicer place with more room for the kids, but could they afford it? Word 28. Censure. C-E-N-S-U-R-E. To blame, condemn, find fault with, criticize harshly, express stern disapproval of. Synonyms of censure include denounce, reprimand, and reprehend. Antonyms include commend, extol, E-X-T-O-L, and laud, L-A-U-D. The word censure is often used today to mean to reprimand formally, blame or condemn in an official manner, as the Senate censured one of its members for unethical conduct. But you may also use censure less formally to mean to express stern disapproval of, criticize harshly, as to censure an employee for lackadaisical performance. Censure usually implies condemnation of irresponsible behavior rather than condemnation of character. Be careful not to confuse the words censure and censor. To censor, spelled C-E-N-S-O-R, is to suppress or delete something objectionable, as to censor a book, or to censor unpopular opinions. To censure is to blame, condemn, find fault with. Word 29. Cavil. C-A-V-I-L. To criticize or complain unnecessarily. Point out petty flaws. Raise trivial or frivolous objections. Synonyms of cavil include nitpick, niggle, carp, and quibble. All these words suggest making unnecessary criticisms or complaining about trivial things. A good editor corrects your grammar and punctuation, but doesn't nitpick every sentence. A boss who niggles about every detail will eventually exasperate the employees. Husbands and wives often carp at each other about household expenses and domestic chores. Professors quibble with their colleagues about minor points of scholarship. Newspaper critics will often cavil in their reviews just to assert their authority as critics. To cavil means to complain unnecessarily, point out petty flaws, raise trivial or frivolous objections. Word 30. Assimilate. A-S-S-I-M ILATE. To absorb, take in, incorporate, appropriate. In physiology, assimilate means to absorb into the body, convert to nourishment, digest. In general use, assimilate has two senses. It may mean to absorb or take into the mind, comprehend, as to assimilate ideas, to assimilate new words into your vocabulary. It is also commonly used to mean to adapt to or become absorbed by a system or culture. American society is composed of generations of immigrants, some more assimilated than others. He feared that if he accepted the job, he would have to assimilate into the faceless machine of the bureaucracy.
Let's review the 10 key words you've just learned. This time, I'm going to give you two words, and you decide if they are synonyms or antonyms. Are you ready? Here we go. Circumspect and cautious are synonyms. Circumspect means cautious, discreet, carefully considering all circumstances before acting or making a judgment. Animated and quiescent are antonyms. Animated means lively, energetic. Quiescent means still, quiet, tranquil, at rest or repose. Flaw and foible are synonyms. A foible is a weak point, slight fault or flaw, especially a weakness in a person's character. Fervent and impassive are antonyms. Impassive means showing no sign of feeling. Fervent means passionate, earnest, showing great warmth or intensity of feeling. To protract and to curtail are antonyms. To curtail means to abbreviate, cut short. To protract means to drag out, lengthen, prolong. Flamboyant and ostentatious are synonyms. Ostentatious means showy, extremely conspicuous, extravagant, flamboyant. Quandary and predicament are synonyms, but not exact synonyms. A predicament is an unpleasant or unfortunate situation. A quandary is a state of uncertainty, perplexity, or doubt. To censure and to commend are antonyms. To censure means to blame, condemn, find fault with, criticize harshly, express stern disapproval of. To cavil and to quibble are synonyms. To cavil means to criticize or complain unnecessarily, point out petty flaws, raise trivial or frivolous objections. To absorb and to assimilate are synonyms. To assimilate means to absorb, take in. That concludes the review for this section. To continue with Level 3 and Word 31, please fast forward the tape and go to Side 11.